When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Family-owned since 1897, we've built our reputation on trust, transparency, and innovation. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then simply stop by to pick up your keys.
During the season of Audi, drive home a new 2025 Audi Q5 for $599 for 36 months with $4506 down.
The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at AudiColumbus.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 12/125.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Credibility is an important thing. At the end of the day, it's what you got. It's what people know you for, know you by, and know how to react to you. Becky Hill is a fairly important person in the world of the Alec Murdaugh case. She was the clerk of court during his many, many, many week-long murder trial. She helped the jurors, went around with them, and there's allegations that she even may have attempted to influence them, talking to them about Alec Murdaugh and trying to see through his guilt. Just allegations right now. An evidentiary hearing still has yet to take place, and that's where it had been sitting. And then we found out more. Then we found out the allegations against her own son about being in the building where she actually works in that courthouse as the information technology director, wiretapping people. And now even more has come out against Becky. Misuse of public funds, misuse of office resources are some of the allegations of using taxpayer money for personal expenses, including travel, meals, unrelated. It's like, Becky. Becky. We need your credibility to be there if Alec doesn't go back to trial again. And it doesn't seem to exist right now. Joining us to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. Gosh, yeah, credibility is a big thing here. Optics are everything on something like this. We want a fair trial, even though we know Alec is guilty of sin. But gosh, can she dig the hole a little bit deeper?
So much is wrong with this system down there and her. So, yes, the optic is bad. And I actually looked up last night because every new detail and data point that comes out on what she did really just becomes dumbfounded to me. And so I actually looked up what her job role and description is. The clerk shall develop, implement, and administer procedures necessary for the efficient operation of the clerk's office, keep the records and accounts of the court, supervise non-judicial personnel, and discharge such other duties as may be prescribed by the judge. Where in there is me? She is a servant of the court and the people, yet all her behaviors. And so here's what's interesting, Tony. I'd be very, very curious. She has all these data points of failings. Mm-hmm. Probably there's an arc there that happened before this. So my question now becomes, where was the leadership? Why was she still in place? Who's responsible for her? Who's accountable to have her in that position when the first, on a high-profile, important case like this, she needs to be held accountable for her actions. But who's accountable for having her stay in place when the first data point came to light of day? She was... I mean, I read one account, which made me kind of look up what her job description was. She was affable. She's friendly. The people liked her. What?
And?
That's not in the job description to be likable.
No.
You know, your job is to be the administrator for the judge in the court, and as I just described it. So somewhere in there, someone allowed her to fail herself because of the leadership. So... I think there's many other things that need to be looked at.
There is so many things to be looked at within this case and her data points that you're talking about. I'm just wondering because we've just recently learned about these other allegations against her with the misuse of public funds and the office resources. The office resources allegations that Hill used her position as clerk of court to obtain and release confidential information, some of which later appeared in her book about the Murdaugh case. It just keeps going. It seems very much about her. But when we go back to the system as a whole there and looking, well, leadership, what's going on? There were some good people in that courthouse. Judge Clifton Newman, one that many people very much respect. We've both said that here. But it gets very confusing when you seem to have some pieces of the puzzle that seem to be working really well, unbiased. He was a good judge. And you have somebody that close to him that works side by side with him all the time, displaying these data points that are so not in line with the principles, I guess, that one would expect, or that we've seen out of Judge Newman, for her being that close. How can that be? It doesn't feel congruent at all.
It doesn't, except for the one failing we have as human beings, and that is we have a positive confirmation bias, since we talk about biases many times. When you like someone because they're affable, because they're friendly, because they make you feel good about yourself, because they validate your own self-opinion, we give them a halo effect and they can start doing no wrong. We start missing or ignoring yellow flags that are registering right on the borderline of red flags because we like someone. Don't know if that was the point here, but at the same time, though, when you are a likable person, people aren't going to come after you. They're not going to call you out on your things. I mean, when I was still with the FBI, here's my big operational internal way I did my business. There are so many rules and regulations in our operational guidelines. I mean, the manual for what we could and couldn't do was thick, like huge, right? Like, yeah. You can't read this entire thing. And so I always looked at it like this. If they want to get you, they'll find a way to get you. So how do you have a behavior that inspires them to not want to get you? Be likable. Make their job easy. Make it all about them. All these things that our behaviorists do, and also when you don't do it, when you're doing it for your own gain and not the value of others, you're manipulating. And so person that is affable, friendly, congenial, easy to get along with, makes people's jobs easier. When they start doing things that aren't in the best interest of the court, potentially, you are more inclined to turn a blind eye to it because they made your life a little bit easier. They're easy to get along with. It's better than the other option that might have been applying for the job. Who knows what it is? There's a lot of things in there that play into this. It doesn't rationalize the behavior. It helps understand what could be going on. And what otherwise looks like is a very solid court that went on, especially with Judge Newman, which also seems like he's a very likable, congenial guy too. So I don't think there was any intent to do wrong by anyone on this. Mm-hmm. You know, only time will tell with investigation. So I just think I think Pandora's box was left open. Yep. And no one had the guts to shut it when it needed to be shut.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.